Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at Burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
We welcome you all to a Roll2Cast RPG podcast in the world of Dune, Adventures in the Imperium by Modiphius Entertainment. Starring Ellen Graham as Lady Deesha, Christopher Bond as Janice, and Sean Flerl as Saba. Story, GMing, and additional rules by Phil Harker-Smith. Artwork by Jack Sumner. Music by Paul Goodman. This is Shifting Sands.
Orin returns to the Akshana compound. Satisfied. The look in his eye says that he is sated. He's ready to accompany you to the great emptiness. As we've stated before, this trip has several objectives. To meet with the contact Shadim, who has invited you to meet under the pale moon where the desert meets the sky. You'll also need to find a water source. This trip will stretch the operational capacity and range of the harvesting infrastructure. Having water on the route, even in small amounts, will be extremely valuable to its success. Finally, scout out any Fremen, particularly good if you can find a siege or settlement of Fremen in the area so that they can be neutralized before the expedition happens, so that they can't predate on the harvesters. Now, won't be as dangerous just you heading to the deep desert as a whole spice harvesting machinery.
Yes.
But make no mistake, you're going deep into the heart of the desert. Even with your ornithopters, even with your desert gear, Arrakis is dangerous. Not only is it dangerous, it is antithetical to life. It is hostile to you. It will dry you up, it will kill you, and it will have no mercy about it. There is a reason the Fremen are the way they are, because they are eternal survivors who make their homes out there in the sand. I say all this because it always pays to be prepared, and this is the time that you have to prepare. So, I imagine all three of our agents will be heading into the desert.
That's right.
Right? You are correct.
Yes.
Lady Deesha will...
What if we're just like, nah.
We'll get a bit more practical.
Yes.
Make no mistake, she's a courtier, but the Bene Gesserits have many talents. Don't underestimate her ability to survive in the desert just like the rest of you. But how will you prepare? How many ornithopters will you take? Are there any assets you want to make sure that you have? You have backup, a way back out of the sands. Are you taking any auxiliary staff with you? Are you taking another Ornithopter with some soldiers? These are the decisions that you need to make before you go on your mission. I'm shooting out options because it's up to you amongst yourselves to decide what is important, what you'll need, and how you will go about your mission.
The first question I have is, has the Viscount indicated whether he wants to be a presence along with us?
Viscount will remain.
Okay, so he's not making...
He has a lot of business to attend to at the moment.
I presumed as much.
Yeah, he has a lot of negotiation to do.
In that thinking then, I want to leave as many staff behind.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now when everything's so precarious in terms of outside forces coming in.
I mean, it's June. Mentat thinking says, or just politic thinking says, this entire thing... where we as the kind of players do sort of know where the story happens, like what in time in the universe. But like genuinely, the Harkonnens could just be like, we're not going anywhere. This was an entire ploy just to get valuable members of staff out of you, and we're just going to remove you. We've already approved Canley with His Majesty the Emperor, and we're just going to remove your house.
Mm.
And this was an entire bid to just drain your resources.
Yeah, get you all out in the sand. Yeah,
I mean, honestly.
Very possible, yeah. Very possible.
So I'd like not to take as many people out there as possible. If we can keep a kind of skeleton crew, it also makes us more maneuverable. That's sort of my thinking as Janice.
Any thoughts on that particular kind of like how many people you'll take with you? To keep on that question for a moment.
I think if we have force elsewhere, if we have force from perhaps an Ornithopter that we can make kind of an aerial attack if threatened, then yeah, we don't need
like
people.
A troop or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have that one backup Thopter.
Yeah, that's my thought because I agree. The smaller we are, because we also don't want to be spotted by any other interested party, Fremen or else. We want to get in, get out. And we're
so
already
you're proposing
taking...
like a two Ornithopter party with like you guys in one and like a spotter in the other.
I think maybe three would be good. One as a spotter, or we can split valuable members of our house across them.
Yes.
Right?
So if one crashes, you're not all totally...
It's not American Pie.
Yeah.
But we have... American Pie? What am I thinking of? Bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah, it's about a plane crash that killed a bunch of people.
Anyone else go to the movie?
I did too.
Yeah, I did too.
I was thinking about the death of Buddy Holly and all this.
That is what the song is about. Yeah. And who's the third one?
I don't remember.
We were way off task.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, but yeah, my thought is if we have three Ornithopters, we can spread out valuable members of the household, but there's an element of spotting or distracting. And then perhaps, I think if we could bring some sort of water source with us, a small reserve.
As in terms of like assets that we intend to bring, survival resources.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because we're like, yes, we want to find a water source, but anything we can have on us as well.
And contingency as seems pretty wise. Yeah.
I think also it would behoove us to use one of our new resources in the syndicate, not coming out with us, but helping in the scoping of threats that potentially could come towards the house. Even though they are assassins, they are also like kind of like fit our narrative of being all seeing. They are ones that spot and scout. So using them as an extra kind of defensive force to make sure that no one comes into Ikshana, but also kind of consolidating that partnership that we have.
So while you're away, you'll have the mercenaries add to security.
Yes. Like I think it's a good way to begin that kind of good faith partnership and going, we've paid you. And also, there's the threat of the other house.
Kadish.
If we go out, what does Kadish do?
I think that's fair. And I think as well, if Phil throws a bunch of... like, if we generate a lot of threat out in the desert and he doesn't throw it at us...
He's throwing it back there.
When we return...
When you return. Oh, look.
The great victors with all this spice that we've secured and this amazing contract. And so happy we are that we've done such great... And oh,
we're
house
ready
is,
for the expedition. Yeah.
It's something out of June where we return as victors and suddenly, oh, the house is on fire.
Yes.
The regime has changed.
I would never do that. scribble.
He's lying, everyone. That's what he does.
Protecting Vadim, or protecting the seat of our house... whilst we're away is very prudent.
Now you're the seat of our house.
I'm half of the house. But without a name, my power is not secured.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
And an heir without a name is who fucking cares.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not married me yet.
Damn it.
put a ring on it.
My other thing is, I wonder if we could do like intrigue of spreading some sort of rumor to kind of pull focus while we are heading away, that there is another kind of spice blow. That there is a spice blow elsewhere.
That's doable, but it's big.
Yeah.
That requires probably a lot of intrigue.
Yeah, trying to convince everyone there's a new spice field in a completely different direction you're going. It's like a pretty major find.
Mm. Yeah.
And when it's not right and everyone goes out there and there's nothing, that's a lot of resources wasted.
Yeah, well, it's also the other houses will have spotters as well, and we're just faster than most, but they'll find it.
You're also going to a part of the desert that is like most people don't bother with because it's too far away. That's the whole deal with this, is that Rabban wants to go out here because the expanses of sand are bigger.
Yeah.
The blows are bigger.
Yeah.
But also the worms are bigger.
Yes.
And there's more Fremen and you're more vulnerable. So most people don't go out here because
it's just far out.
The benefits just don't outweigh the costs.
No.
But the added benefit here is tons of extra stuff. Don't really care about losing equipment.
No, because they're leaving.
Because we're leaving.
Yeah.
Yes. And because we're out there, what actually gets harvested and what actually makes it back to the guild or wherever is a lot easier to obscure.
That's
so the reason that you're going to this part of the desert is because the sides of the equation have rebalanced, right?
Yes.
So that is all to say that you're not likely to see like a ton of other ornithopters out here.
No.
Or any. It's death to come out here.
Unless
this is the land of the Fremen and the worm.
Unless the action is to sabotage.
Yes.
Right. It's not competition. It's to sabotage. Right. It's to harm us or to turn us.
If someone knows what you're doing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So Ellen is trying to escape. We want some kind of
distraction.
Some way to ensure that we leave clandestinely. No one tracks us or follows us.
In that case, then, can I suggest that we use the asset that we've just acquired in the mercenaries? We can use them as the distraction. Syndicate.
To get us out.
We set them on our rival house.
Kadesh.
Not as like an all-out aggression, but just like kidnap a guy. Just a minor member of the house, right? That'll stir up waters enough that us leaving will be clandestine. They'll be focused on the action.
Won't that definitely set Kadesh against Ikshana while we're out then? Like if they retaliate in kind?
Janus speaking, we can beat them because we're better than them.
But we won't be there.
That's true. We, collectively, the house.
Yeah, I would be hesitant to put that particular plan
it's
to action.
Also very bold. Like kind of similar to Ellen's option. Yeah. I mean, if you want, there could be something like you go out with a number of ornithopters for a routine mission.
Peel off. I like that.
That could be your kind of strategy.
Mm. So we'd need ornithopters and harvesters.
You don't need harvesters. This is a scout mission.
Okay, yep.
This is just...
Let's just reconnaissance.
This is recon. This is find out what's out there, find out what's where water and Fremen are, so that when the Baron brings all of his expensive shit out here, you can be like, there's the water, there's the danger.
We did good. Yeah.
That's your job, is to see. They are the harvesters. You are the spotters. And this is the preliminary.
I definitely want to also utilize the asset of Drusa.
Drusa Nakar, yes.
By probably bringing her out with us.
Yes.
Do you want to bring her out?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just for a reminder for those
at home. She's an expert in spice mining.
She is a physician who is an expert in the effects of spice and the process of spice mining as well.
When did we meet Drusa?
She was at the party at the Coliseum.
That's right. That's right.
And she thinks that she's thinks she's under threat of assassination.
Yeah, that was Drusa. Cool.
So, yeah, you could bring her along. Absolutely. She'll have specialties in anything spice related, essentially.
Okay.
You could even kind of pre-prep. Oh, these are the dunes we think the blows are most likely to appear on, right?
Yeah.
She would have that kind of
knowledge
too.
She'll be able to give us some.
I'm sure you could make use of her out there. Absolutely. That's a cool idea. Yeah. I had forgotten about her, but I think it's a good use for her, yeah.
Yeah, I like the idea of being able to go on a routine expedition and peel away to our actual thing. I mean, apart from just extra ornithopters, we don't really need too much there. And then we'll have Ikshana secured by the Midnight Syndicate to protect Vadim and the house.
Yep, so beef up security while you're gone. Take a 3 ornithopter team that peels off from your regular intelligence gathering operation and heads to the deep desert. Take water with you. Take the spice scientist from Harkonnen.
Yep. Auron, of course,
is going to come with you. Yeah, he's the one who knows where the water is. So, yeah.
We'll need to take scouts.
Yeah, I mean, there's 2 ornithopter pilots.
3.
Yeah, 3. Sorry, you guys probably don't know. You might, but know how to pilot them. I don't know. There's no specific skills in it for it. Sorry,
probably it's a move skill.
It's a move skill. So
I would imagine
probably could.
Probably
and
can,
imagine
yeah.
your trait would want to be pilot. Or a focus would be part of.
Do you want to add like a couple of scouts as well?
I think it's always useful.
Yeah, we can do that.
I think we could probably have soldier detachment just in case we get in trouble. You know, we've been able to handle it as kind of, but all the time that's on our terms.
Yes.
We're about to head into the desert. That's fucked.
This would often be what Saba's role on these scout missions are. He's less there for seeing and more there for security.
Yeah.
Because things done this can before, and will yeah. go wrong.
Yeah. You've fought Fremen. You've been out here. Yes. You've done this before.
And yeah. you'd have soldiers Not this with deep. You.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've got a list here. Each Ornithopter needs a pilot and one of us. So that's two seats. Ornithopters can fit six because we're going to have to spend the back seat. You can take the back seats out and fit nine people technically, but that's going to be where resources are going to be kept, right? Like water, so on and so forth. Weapons, equipment for spotting, so on and so forth.
You probably don't want to overload them. Yeah. It's pretty dangerous.
Right.
Yeah. And lighter crew you can go, the probably better, yeah.
And push comes to shove, we need to have space to pick things up as well, right? So three pilots, three of us, and then scouts for me, three scouts, one apiece in case a thopter goes down. Guards, one apiece in case a thopter goes down. We don't want to put them all in one. So that's four seats taken in each.
Yep, then you got Drusa, Oren, and...
That's it
yeah.
at the moment. And that
sounds
means,
about right.
That means I we've got four seats remaining that are free.
Mm. It sounds
across,
about right.
Across
yeah.
three.
Across three. Yeah. Yep. Happy with that, everyone?
Yeah, very. Yeah.
Cool.
And you'll go out with the standard desert equipment as well, which will be still suits. Probably here in Carthage, you wouldn't be able to get Fremen ones. You'd get Outworlder ones.
Yeah.
Which is not quite as good.
Yep.
Oren obviously has a good one, a proper Fremen one. And those things I kind of assume you wouldn't be foolish enough to go without. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, exactly right. Yeah.
You say, well, I'm not going to be like, oh, no one said they were taking a still suit with them. It's just given. If you go out into the dunes, you have that, or else you die within a day anyway. You yeah. need to keep your water inside your the body. Closed system, right? Yeah. And that's what a still suit closed does. If you are not familiar with Dune, a still suit is a advanced piece of technology, a skin-tight suit that processes sweat, tears, bodily excretions of all kinds, processes them and recycles them back into a drinking tube next to your mouth, such that all the water that you have becomes a closed system and you lose like less than a percent of water every day.
Less than a thimble, right?
Less than a thimble, right? So it's extremely useful as Arrakis is desert personified, the quintessential desert. So don't worry too much about, oh crap, we missed this tiny thing.
Yeah.
But big things like we're taking a supply of water, which is like, I would say it takes two seats, right?
Yep.
Because big.
Yeah.
Yep.
And heavy.
Yeah, that's fine.
You have two seats left after the water.
No, because we've still got the nine if we... took the
if you took everything out
that's
yeah,
right
okay.
so yeah. we're okay
you're okay yeah you're yeah. not squeezing up against things but
no.
you've filled out the ornithopters yes. nicely.
We should be okay. We still got four seats left, so yeah, if we pick stuff fine. up, we should be okay.
Yes. I don't think there's
is there anything else that we think we need that's major in terms of like weapons are presumed, or we're gonna take Laz weapons that
yeah,
seems
you,
appropriate
you won't...
we're dealing with Fremen and we're not going to deal with shielded enemies.
No one has a shield on the dunes. They're tracked. Yeah, vibration attack.
Oh, yeah, of course it would. So we're taking Laz weapons.
You take Laz weapons, yeah.
That's great.
Another thing that's highlights of the coolness of Dune is you get to command a little force of people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you are
a general or a commander.
Yeah, you're an expedition. You have resources. You're not just like three dudes like doing stuff out on your own.
Yeah.
You are important. You command resources. I love it. It's just a scale we haven't used before, and I'm enjoying it very much. Well, if you think you have everything planned... Chris knows there's something you've forgotten.
There's absolutely something.
There is going to be something you've forgotten. I'm sure there will be. There always is, right? Always is.
Yeah.
I mean, things like paracompasses, right? Like
navigation tools.
Navigation tools.
You have scouts. I'm assuming scouts have... You've taken people whose role is scout.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
likely have what they need to navigate, right?
We happy to say we have a version of a still tent. It might not be... perfect, but it's like, it's not a Fremen still tent, but it's like
you have an emergency shelter. Yep.
Yeah, cool.
Yep. You have desert survival gear. I imagine Oren would have what's called a Frem kit.
Yep.
Because he is pretty wise of the ways of the desert as well. A Frem kit is a set of tools, essentially, that a Fremen would need to survive on the dunes. Usually involves a still tent, I think a thumper, maybe even some maker hooks. So
for
it's
Fremens,
not
yeah,
yeah, not super useful for you guys, but for him it's very useful, yeah.
I have a Communinet. It should connect comms, so I would
yeah,
be able
long
to have
distance, you have
some
long distance
way of
comms.
Yeah, communicating.
It's very handy.
Back to the
you
house.
Took that, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yep. We have comms, we have comms. Navigation, yeah. We have
coordination,
basic yep. survival gear.
We have
gear.
Security.
Yep.
Security.
We have
yep.
security, we have our physician, so we have our knowledge,
yep.
we will have some spotters.
Do we want to take a doc, just in case?
Dusa is a physician as well.
Oh, yeah, of course she is. We're fine then.
Yeah.
Would just to be clear, we're picking the scout ornithopter. We're not taking transport troop, supply carrier, or
attack. These are scout.
These are scouts, so they fast, fly, glide, quiet, size, small. Yep, those are our keywords.
Cool. Keywords for them, yeah. You're not, you know, landing huge forces on the sands. You're out there.
I feel pretty good.
Me
well,
too.
You shouldn't.
I feel great.
Ellen feels pretty good. I don't know.
You should feel nervous, scared.
Nah. This is going to go
down.
You have
no power over me, Phil.
This is going to go down without a hitch.
No complications whatsoever. Not
rest of the campaign is smooth.
Chris is flicking through the book trying to scout.
Well, look, if you absolutely have to throw something in during my really cool opening description next time we meet, then you can.
I feel personally good.
Vadim has the three of you in the pavilion. Are preparations complete?
Well, preparations could go on endlessly, but in the time we have, I believe we've got the best we can muster.
Well, brief me. Take me over the plan one more time.
Three ornithopters. Voice. How about that?
And ornithopters.
Thank you.
Who are you?
I keep saying copters, don't I?
Ah, it's yes. Chris.
Yeah. Ornithopter.
I know. I've written it down. Thopter.
Ornithopter for short. Yeah.
Yeah. We have three ornithopters, each with a pilot, each with a member of the higher staff, each with a scout, each with a soldier. Soldiers granted free use of LAS weapons. We won't have any other weaponry on the thopters as their scout. We have enough water to last should one of the thopters go down. Split over the three. Still suits for every member going out. We have our Fremen guide. We have, thankfully, a doctor who has been...
Drusa. Yes.
Invited on to our expedition.
Tell me of her. You met her at the party hosted at the Colosseum. She seems an eccentric sort.
Well, she is a physician, an expert in spice mining and spice harvesting. And if there is any extra information to be gleaned about where spice blows will be, how best to extricate the spice, I believe she'll be very useful.
Be careful with her. She's from deep within the Harkonnen machine. Ensure that she doesn't get closer than she has to our operations before you have full trust or leverage over her.
Trust is not something I give away easily, my love.
Of course.
I believe we can use her.
I trust your judgment. I'm just voicing my concerns.
Of course.
Saba, what of security on this and while you're away?
We have not forgotten that once we leave, Ikshana is lessened in our absence. However, we have now obtained the services of the Midnight Syndicate. Although their primary use is in assassination, their eyes and ears are as good as anyone else on retention. They will be instrumental in providing both yours and the house's safety. Were the other house in question to be foolish enough to mount an assault?
Yes, well, they took your slight against them, rather personally, it seems, from what I have heard, at least. You're all right to be cautious. I do not believe they are taking their setback lying down.
They will still fail.
I believe it.
You must be protected, my lord.
Of course, of course. And I rest assured you will come back in one piece to take up that protection personally again. But this mission is of utmost importance. What you glean on your trip to the desert sands may decide between success and failure once ours and Raban's forces are combined in his great project. Do not underestimate the desert. Adapt to it. Come back safe, but come back richer in knowledge. If you have any other needs, the house will furnish you. It is imperative you succeed.
I would spend my last night by your side, my lord.
Of course.
Before I return.
To your business. You know it well.
Last thing I'd like to do. Let's see what the future holds.
Woo-hoo!
Also, I will spend my last night by your side as well, Viscount.
It'll be cramped. What are you guys doing?
Sub. More lube.
Oh, can't waste any liquid in the desert.
That's right.
Oh, cut that.
Thank you, Saba. I'm thirsty. Fetch me a drink.
Ikshana.
Just spit in his mouth.
It's a great sign of honor.
Yeah.
It's right. Lube.
From a Fremen. Everyone else, it's a bit weird.
Is this meditation you do here before the meeting breaks or something you do in private?
If Saba's off to inspect the troops and kind of check the soldiers and kind of do his, he's in charge of that. If the lady is securing her position of power in the most gentle way possible.
I'm inspecting my man.
Yeah.
Then you then will do I'll your do little mentat stuff
I'll do
in
it
private.
Privately as well.
Okay. As we know, it is a difficulty 4 test.
It is. It's deductive reasoning.
Bonus focus on it. Yep.
I do. I'm a mentat. That's why I can do it.
So 3. Oh, no, that lets you do it, yeah.
And I do love that Sappho so much.
Oh, you're getting, those lips are getting very red.
They're getting very red.
You just got like a whole red lip going. Like, yeah. Not the little dignified stripe in the movie, just like full red ruby
lips.
Yeah. Turned into a clown.
Like the Harkonnens
in the David Lynch
film.
Yeah. Are you buying any dye?
You want that.
It's only one point of threat. It's only one point.
It's only one
die.
Point. Yeah, I'll take it. There you go. Have a bit of threat, buddy.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.
You've earned it.
I'm going to get that momentum.
Cool.
I got to get 3 successes.
You could also, like, I have looked at the rules for threat, and there is, like, if they enter a threatening situation,
just
add threat.
Add threat.
It's like,
I did see
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, I can just do that. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Here we go. Let's see the future. Janus sits in his room.
I imagine your room is quite Spartan, right?
Yeah. It's adorned with not a lot, except a big eye that looks back at him.
Does he have like
an
penchant for anything like gems or anything? He has like one aesthetic thing that he enjoys.
Glass, it's mirrors.
Glass and mirrors.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? It's a room that has lots of like little mirrors in it. And you know how mirrors do that beautiful thing where they self-reflect?
Infinity space.
Yeah. So as he kind of trances out, he goes into that. Can I get reduce the damage?
No. It's for flavor. No, you can't. Asset cool room.
Well, get fucked because that is...
crit fail.
That is 6 successes.
Fuck.
You learn about the rest
crit,
of the campaign.
A crit 1, a 5, and a 4.
Wow.
And since I have deductive reasoning...
Those are all crits.
Those are all crits. It doesn't really matter what drive statement I was wielding, but for fun, let's just say truth. Because,
be truth.
I want to know what's going to happen in the future.
The rest of the campaign, please.
Okay, so can you remind me if there's any restrictions on exactly, like, you have to ask a specific question, or is it like stuff that happens
in
the future?
I don't ask any question. I just go, hey, storyteller.
I passed, you can tell me something.
You
make
a prediction up. A thing that will happen.
I hate this so much. I like it, but I hate it.
Yeah, it's almost as this game just like asks you to create things out
of
random.
Yeah.
Like an asset or something. And there's literally the players have to do that.
They
have
to do it all the time. There's literally a part in the game mastering session about dealing with prescience.
Yeah.
And like how it's kind of a difficult thing to weave into stories.
So I'll read it out again because it's been a long while since I've read it. You may spend a few minutes to meditate upon predicting the future. This requires an understand test with a difficulty of 4. If successful, you may ask the Game Master to state something that is likely to occur in the future. You may ask for 1 additional prediction for every 2 points of momentum you spend. The Game Master can make these predictions vague and do not have to explain any context for the prediction or why that thing is likely to occur.
Blood on the sand.
I'll spend 2 points of momentum. Give me another one. Because it's fun.
Oh, no, absolutely.
So in my
just
mind's eye...
Never want to take you gambling.
In my mind's... You really don't. In my mind's eye, I see blood on the sand.
A voice from the outer world.
A voice from the outer world?
You don't get context.
All right.
It's a phrase that comes to mind.
Okay.
You see in the future...
Blood on the sand.
Blood on the sand.
And a voice from the outer world.
Aliens.
No. It's bad, though. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So you busy yourselves with the preparation for an expedition to scout the route for the great expedition. I will say that this isn't sort of instantaneous. It's something that is worked in around your usual duties, and even a Coriolis storm, which ravages the target region, delays you a little bit further, just to add a little bit of time to the narrative. But we will take you up to the night before you're to head out on this scouting mission. I believe We already had Janice make some predictions the night before you were to leave.
Bad ones.
Yes.
It's a bad moon rising.
What did you predict?
Blood on the sand.
Blood on the sand.
And a voice from the outer world.
Yeah.
Sweet. Aliens.
Probably not. Probably. I'm thinking probably.
Wow. What a swing, Sean.
Not the emperor, but.
Nothing good.
Something bad.
That phrase has a specific meaning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the book. Not saying I'm using the same meaning.
I didn't think you were. I just thought that would be a bit of double meaning for our audience.
Yeah.
Maybe our audience is predicting what's going to happen, in which case they kind of know what's...
In which case, good job for seeing the movie and reading the book.
Good job. I'm glad you're cultured. I believe, Ellen, you wanted to make sure that your project with the Viscount Vadim is going along well.
Yeah. Just checking in with my business collaborator.
Yes. On your shared project.
Yes. Wink, wink, wink.
Yes. They're trying to consummate.
Ooh.
They're trying to conceive.
Mm.
This is like your backup attempt.
This is my... Yeah, I'm angling for maybe a bigger...
This is your put a ring on it.
A bigger worm, yeah. Oh, no, okay. No. Hang on, cut that.
You know I won't.
I know you won't, especially if I say cut it.
I think the thing we joked about we didn't make explicit is that all Bene Gesserit have Prana Bindu conditioning.
It's
the thing you're required to take alongside. You can take other Bene Gesserit powers, but it's like the baseline one. And what is Prana Bindu conditioning?
Prana Bindu means I have total body control.
Yes.
If Lady Disha were to conceive, she could control how the egg is fertilized. She could control the genetic makeup of the child. She could slow her breathing. She could raise her temperature. She just can manipulate her body to a total degree.
It's
a very cool skill.
To create a character within your own body, basically.
Change the
hair and
that.
Yeah.
What have you do in lieu of a sex scene is have you make a discipline roll.
Right.
Difficulty 3. And why are you doing this?
Why am I...
Why are you attempting to have a child with the
Because Dean? it will cement my role within this house.
So power?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your power statement?
I take what I want.
And what you want is an heir.
So you make what you want. You
make what you want.
Take it, I'll make it, I'll flip it, I'll reverse
conflicts,
it.
It conflicts. No, it doesn't. It's close enough. So difficulty 3, discipline.
Cool.
To control your womb.
Yeah, I have a focus.
A womb control role.
It's self-control.
Yeah.
That's the most self it can be, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Self and the other self, which would be my child.
Yeah.
What was the difficulty?
Three.
Does my trait of Bene Gesserit lower that?
So Prana Bindu lets you kind of do it. So
I can re-roll a d20. That's my Prana Bindu talent in the game system.
Oh,
allows
it's a talent.
Me to re-roll
d20. Well, your Bene Gesserit training, the fact you're Bene Gesserit lets you do like a controlled conception roll.
Yeah.
So that makes it possible.
Yeah.
So if you have a different trait to bring in, this scene is intimate, I guess, if that helps you.
I would think maybe.
That would help you out on the sex part.
Because
I don't think it helps you, like...
Yeah.
If you're in, like, a medical... like in a meditative state.
Oh, if only we could have the video footage of the hand gestures Phil made.
Just, you know. You'll have to imagine, dear listener.
Grabbing a hold of something.
Yeah.
That
something is a womb.
Great. We don't have any... Do we have any momentum? Or?
No, there's one threat and no momentum.
That's right. Yeah, we did use it up.
You can always get some threat.
Yeah, I was going to say, do people...
Go.
Yeah, I want a threat. I'm sorry. This is... I am trying very
hard
to get my characters...
I guess it follows with my ambition as well, which is the house must grow.
Yeah.
Exactly. We are heirless.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Like, that's... And he does
Ellen,
not...
Go.
It doesn't seem like he has
any...
Get
the kiln fired up, Ellen.
Yeah,
get
it doesn't
pregnant.
Seem like he has any more concubines. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
he seems very focused on you.
Ooh.
That looks promising.
Yeah. So...
Tote.
And it might get us some momentum.
That's a double there. So, 2, 3, 4.
One momentum.
And I don't even need to re-roll anything.
You could,
yeah, that's right.
You could, though.
Oh.
Why?
Yes.
To get more momentum.
Even more momentum.
I'm not saying you should.
Yeah.
I'm just saying if you've got... Do you have doubles?
What do you get doubles under?
Self-control. Yes, so under 5, and I rolled a 2.
Okay.
So that was the 2.
I rolled 3 die. Three dice. I got all successes, and I got...
One was under 5.
Yeah.
And what were you trying to aim under in total? 13.
13. Yeah.
Okay.
But re-rolling doesn't... I think we'll just leave it as it is.
I think that's good.
Yeah. Rolled all successes. Yeah. You're not going to...
4 successes. 3 successes guarantees that you can conceive a child. If you like, you can use one of that momentum to define something about that child.
Ooh.
As we were saying in the head, you have control, right? And that's what this roll is for. So if you want to use the momentum, you can say...
Are people cool with that? Do you have a suggestion?
I have a really important suggestion, I think, that gender...
Yeah, that's what I was going
to... In this patriarchal system that is Dune, it needs to be a male heir, unfortunately.
I mean, and an adaptable house like yours could probably get away with having a female ruler.
Well, this is my thought. The main heirs surrounding Arrakis are all male.
True. Are you saying that we need to marry up and in?
Potentially.
Wouldn't that get us absorbed?
Not if we have more heirs afterwards.
This is you thinking about you. I mean, in your own head, debating with yourself.
I mean, but if your aim is personal power, having a daughter would be marrying into, you'd be the mother of the daughter of the house. You would be, from a political standpoint, not super strong.
Right, but like having a bargaining chip of a marriageable daughter.
Yeah.
We've got 3 houses around us that all have male heirs.
Yep.
In the meantime, more heirs can come.
True.
But we are now, we have a huge bargaining chip.
Maybe more heirs could come.
Yeah. Do you want your first one to be male and then backup heirs be female?
Or, here's a fun one, that you don't get to pick the gender. Make Phil flip 2 coins. Get twins.
That would be fun. I think my suggestion is that I want the child to very much resemble me.
Okay.
Nice.
No matter the gender, it's that.
That's a use of the momentum, absolutely.
That is Lady Deesha's child.
Okay.
So there is no separating me from the heir of the house. It is obvious, it is apparent, and hopefully that will pressure Vadim in time.
To marry you?
Or elevate me to some sort of higher station. That was my suggestion, I don't know.
Saba has no dog in this fight.
I like that suggestion.
Yeah. Your call, Ellen.
That you control character. It to be like resemble. Either way, the child will resemble you.
Mini Deesha.
Yeah. Can I do that and make it a boy? Or is that just...
No. You've only got one momentum.
Yeah, nah, fair enough. Then, I'm going to say that, I want myself to be inseparable from this. People will see that child and know it is mine and know that Vadim and I have had...
There's no question.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. This is a legitimate child of your union. There's no mistaking it.
Yeah.
So, without being too lurid...
Yeah.
Can you describe the way that Vadim and Lady Deesha are intimate?
Well, I have a question for you, Phil.
Yes.
Which I'm happy to make a roll.
Yes.
But what does Vadim like most about Lady Deesha? Is he...
Does he see her
as an equal? Does he see her as a powerful tool? Is it a meeting of the minds? Is it supple flesh? Is it the flattery? Or is it an affair of the heart? Like, what tools does she have to kind of play upon?
I believe they have a deep respect for each other. I think he is wise enough to not treat Lady Deesha as a tool with that much disrespect. You know what I mean? Like, it's better for House Ikshana if they are allies and partners. And also the things that you have done for the house in the past and helped guide it have increased his love and respect for you. It isn't a purely utilitarian relationship. There is some passion there. As much as heads of houses can afford such things, allow themselves such things.
That's perfect, yeah. Like, knowing that it is partners who can, in some degree, find that growing connection through a somewhat utilitarian kind of thing. It's that we are in this together. In which case, I imagine that she has him undress her. That she sits like a present to be unwrapped, and that there is an interesting sort of power play between them instead of her being constantly a servant to him. It is that with the doors closed, they can act out this own little power play to very powerful people.
Serving one another.
And they can dance around that, playing with who has the power in any given situation, like a dance. Mm. And that feeds this kind of much more passionate scene.
Which takes place in your imaginations.
Well, that's the steamiest roller coaster's ever been.
Is it though?
Yeah. I don't think it has.
I think season one was the steamiest.
Had some pretty steamy
season
stuff.
One,
yeah. Close. That was
because season one sex is all about fun and losing each other.
Yeah.
This is exactly
tactical
about
sex,
like keeping control.
Yeah,
and that's hot.
Sorry, did you say?
Did you say tactical sex?
So they're in camo.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
can't see them.
Where
each
are you guys?
Marco.
They
do.
They put on a blindfold, but instead it goes. That's a night vision.
So they chase each other around the dark. No, that was the kind of details, like just nice kind of details I was looking for, just to add a little texture to the scene.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
After you have consummated your love for one another, you're in the room under dimmed suspenser lamps, which catch the Spartan but ornate furnishings of the master bedroom of House Ikshana. The scene finds Vadim in a rather contemplative mood. He's risen from the bed and he's got a silken robe thrown over him. A side of him that really only you ever get to see. Everyone else sees him in tight, tailored dress uniform or formal wear for social engagements, whereas you see the light glinting off his bare flesh under his robes. It's a uniquely intimate, vulnerable place that you get to see him. He's looking out over Carthage.
Lady Disha kind of silently moves beside him, not invading his space, but enough that her presence is known.
I cannot find out to whom the Emperor intends Arrakis for. And if I cannot find out who, I cannot discern why.
I mean, there is something to be said for merely putting the Harkonnens in their place. They're unruly, like beasts. And even if it's only temporary, I'm sure the Emperor would find great reason to restrain them.
It's unwise to take this at face value, I think. Simple displeasure at inefficiencies, at a heavy hand, it feels like an incomplete explanation, don't you think?
Of course. Most certainly it would be a factor. I'm sure this is part of a bigger plan. But either way, I don't think the Harkonnens have escaped the displeasure of the Emperor.
Well, none do, given enough time.
Or given enough power, like the Harkonnens have gained.
You may have noticed, I'm sure you have, I've been taking more of the spice. I want to see further. Too much is clouded by change, by what may or may not be in the very near future. And if we cannot see, if House Ikshana cannot see, then what are we?
We are adaptable.
Yes. And this is why I agree with you. It is time to adapt. It is time to change. And why we have embarked in this project together to secure tomorrow for House Ikshana. But I do not know the shape of the tomorrow that we are securing. And my love, it scares me.
Surely part of being adaptable means that the winds will change, and quite often even the best laid plans will need to be abandoned. The best we can do is secure the house, have a stable core that then can be moved around, placed, traded. You have such vision, my love.
This is what I've been contemplating, my lady. What is our core? What is the heart of what we do? The Fremen. I've been thinking on them, especially with Orin in the house these last days. He's all of them. They have a different kind of strength to them. Like us, adaptable, compact. Yes, House Harkonnen's strength has carried us far, but it's the strength of the cudgel, not the strength of the knife. And I begin to wonder, when Rabban is gone, when the Harkonnens are forced off Arrakis, we will remain, and the Fremen will remain. I wonder about handing over locations of their settlements to Rabban for them to be annihilated. Give me a communicate roll. Difficulty one.
Communicate or understand?
Just want you to read something off of him.
I do have physical empathy as an understand. It's more just like, use that. I'm guessing I'm trying to interpret his mood.
Yeah. There's just something, there's like an undercurrent I want to see if you pick up or not, basically.
I might, interestingly, use, I was going to say faith as a drive. Belief is the biggest temptation.
I mean, it's hard because I'm asking you to do something passive rather than something active. So your drive is kind of is more ephemeral.
Right.
So I don't
just
really
like
mind.
Faith.
Waka waka. Waka waka.
Well, it's more that's her belief about faith is that she can see that he's got some sort of...
Yeah, use that.
He's got some sort of notion.
Could be a truth.
Truth is definitely... Truth is for sure. Truth or faith?
I'm going to go with faith because it seems more of a... If I'm it's picking like up on the vibe, it's more... Or he's got something in his heart.
Yeah, that makes sense. Rather than a secret, yeah.
That he's keeping, yeah. Yeah,
that makes sense.
What were you trying to roll on, Dale?
12. No, I fail. And no, sorry. I have one success, but I also have one complication. So I got 110 and 120. Yep. Beep, beep, beep.
You do meet the threshold for success. So you sense the hint of a crisis of conscience. Mm. Not a huge one, but it's not just tactically. He's talking tactical terms about whether giving up locations of the Fremen in the desert is a good idea long term. He's couching it in those terms, but there's the hint that he feels like it might be like a morally bad choice too. It's not the full, like, he's not like in existential crisis mode about it, but that's why I had you roll, because it's a very slight current. And I don't know how you feel about that, whether you think it's as weakness or what you think of it, but it is there. But the complication is that you used to understand. Yeah, you become unsure of what you know because you felt you knew him really well. And having that kind of less than iron-willed feeling about it is something unusual to you. And
yes.
That makes you doubtful.
Yeah. So there's like a new facet of himself that is opened up.
Yes.
That has shook me because I was unaware it existed in the first place.
Yes. As someone you have been extremely intimate with, just in the last few hours, to reveal something unknown about him, even the tiny touch of it, shakes you a little bit, shakes your understanding a little bit. So with that in mind, how do you respond to his musings about whether it is right to give up the location of Fremen settlements?
I agree in that the Fremen have a source of power, that benefits us greatly. If the Harkonnens are to wipe many of them out, that would be at great disadvantage to us. However, he will not be sated without some form of bloodlust.
It's true.
Perhaps there is a third option.
Well, we can carve out a third path once we know more. This is why you must go out to the desert. And I know you will, but allow me to say it. Take care.
I will. For House Ikshana. And for you, my lord.
And for us. And he puts his hand over your lower belly.
The Harkonnens have their cudgel, but some weapons must be held in the mind. I would advise that we sharpen ours in the coming days. Nah.
Scene. Oh, yeah, no.
You want no, to... I was just going to say, I must prepare to leave.
Yeah.
I have to go back to my home planet.
Bye, Poochie. So that's just some little wobbles there, maybe.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's worried about you going to the deep desert.
Aww.
What a softie.
What a freaking chump. No, I like footy.
Next thing I have is you preparing to set it out, unless you have any scenes that you'd like to do.
I'm good.
I'm all good.
Yeah, I feel pretty like, I think it... Saba definitely had done everything that he needed to do to prepare. Mainly, he's just making sure that we're prepared to have this meeting as well in the desert that we're looking to do, to meet these apparent, I forget the name of the person that signed on the...
Shadim.
Shadim.
The note was, from Shifting Sands, hope blooms. So I'll take you then, before dawn, because preparations have to be made. And you have to set out before the sun rises, because as soon as that Arrakis sun rises in the sky, the temperature begins to skyrocket. So a small transport takes the more important members of the house to a staging area, a secondary area off the Karthak spaceport. The scale of the spaceport is something hard to grasp. Huge orbital lighters are constantly coming down and taking off, laden with vast vats of processed spice constantly, or bringing agricultural products down. Suspensor barges, cranes, all hum and move about while the people scuttle like ants to enable the cogs of the spaceport to keep turning. Massive fuel silos will catch the early low sun, create improbably long shadows, and over all a huge plas bubble of the observation deck, like an unblinking eye, observes all. But in a smaller area overshadowed by this is where local craft prepare and are refueled, maintained and checked. Your three thopters will be going out with the usual daily contingent of spotting ornithopters. But before they do, a ready room and briefing room in a small side building are made available to you. Here you can don your still suits. You feel them adhere almost to your skin like a impossibly well-tailored wetsuit. You seem to feel every pore as you slip your feet in them and pull them up over you, have them expertly fitted by your various staff. And the effect is somewhat leveling between you and your subordinates. You're all dressed for the desert, leveled by the needs, the practical needs that Arrakis forces on you. Lady Disha isn't in her flowing robes. Saba isn't in Ikshana battle uniform. All of you are dressed very practically and very similarly in your suits. And in a briefing room, a lead pilot is going over the particulars with the small staffed set of mission personnel that you have selected.
Yeah.
I imagine at great care. I imagine Janus has probably personally chosen the scouts and pilots for this.
The scouts and pilots are his picks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The soldiers are Saba's picks.
Yeah.
Janus probably knows who he's going to pick anyway, because they'll probably be the most trusted. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. These ain't...
It's not his duty to pick them.
You know who he's going to pick. Yeah,
these ain't the much. Schmucks that were totally got arrested
no,
that
this
one night.
Costello, that's right.
I can't even remember the characters that we played, Sean, but they're not them.
Not those guys, yeah.
Not you two. Hey guys, we're ready for duty. Oh, they left
they
without
may have been,
us.
They've been rather demoted, those two. They may be living in the Karthik slums by now.
No, these are definitely people that Saba have worked with before and have seen in action, know that they can work well under pressure.
It doesn't fill this kind of briefing room. You're taking a rather small crew, but there are enough here, you know, filling the little desks while she points at a reference hologram. How do you three kind of take all this in? Are you seated? Are you back of the room? Are you standing at the front alongside? Are you expecting to say anything? Are you allowing the pilot to just kind of go over everything?
I imagine Lady Disha is seated at the back and is trying as best to adapt to this stillsuit, as it were. Is also just trying not to bring more attention to herself as a lady withstanding as the whole point of us all going in together is that, you know, we don't want any big targets. So yeah, she's just kind of sitting and just taking in information in as best as she can.
Saba would be standing up not too far behind Lady Disha. He's not at the far back of the room, but he keeps himself in close proximity to her, but not sitting down. I mean, it's uncomfortable for him to do so anyway at his height.
Janice is standing to the side of the room, giving authority to the pilot as a way of saying, one of the senior members of the house kind of have, this is where the authority of this is coming from. They've all been tapped by us already, but to reiterate that, as well as to give a close eye on the room to make sure that we're not being observed. So I'd like to, if possible, keep an eye out and observe the room, see if there's anything that someone's listening in on us.
I can tell you for free,
yeah,
that you have a confidence that this room is secured.
Beautiful.
For your use. It's a room that's commonly used for Ikshana expeditions, so it's checked regularly.
Correct.
Your house's thing is that you collect intelligence from the desert, so you're constantly sending out flights and expeditions.
Fuck, Phil's gotten onto me. He knows that I can't make bullshit rolls to try and get a bunch of momentum at the start of anything.
Yeah.
He's figured it out, guys.
Should I, no rolls for you. Should I try and seduce someone? I don't know. How are we going to get those rolls up, boys?
Me setting up a perfect roll to make a bunch of easy rolls to get a bunch of momentum before we go into the desert. There's no one in the room. I'll just triple check that. Oh, there's definitely... But I got a whole bunch of momentum.
Fuck.
He's getting wise to me.
Difficulty minus five. Oh, look, they're all excess successes.
Look at that. Six momentum. As a quick question, the guests that we have, are they with us here today now, or are they to meet us?
No, they're here.
This is right before we're about to go out, I'd assume.
Oren is our retainer.
Oren is in the room, and Nursel is in the room.
Yeah, okay. Everyone that's going to be on those flights, the ornithopters are there.
The ornithopters.
So it's funny that you sit at the back there, because the pilot, the first thing they go over is, this is a special expedition to chart an area of the emptiness that has been selected for the expedition. The lady of the house is here personally, so I expect you to guard her with your lives. And there's a few glances back towards you from the various people in the room.
Yeah, I just take it in.
Yeah, there's a set of steely nods. They are very loyal to you, and you know that they would give their lives for you.
Good.
We'll be heading out with the regular contingent of spotters and peeling off before stopping for refueling and any last repairs, the last way station, for heading out to the open bled. From there, we'll be scouting an area of desert at the direction of your superiors. Stay in communication, follow their leads at all times. Any questions? There are no questions from the collected scouts, soldiers, and pilots. They nod, and if there's nothing further to add from the three player characters, they will break up to make their final prep.
Do you have anything you want to do, Sean? Or?
No, Sabas, this is like... It's all pretty factual. We've prepared enough and we've done everything that we need to, so that there's no like extra Sabas not going to... Well, what do we do here?
I don't know if this is a bullshit thing worth doing. I wondered if it was worth using my physical empathy just to see how Drusa is.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's not totally
loyal to our house, you know.
Yes, as you're asking who was here, this was going to be my follow-up, is that, you know, as the meeting breaks up, you are, you know...
Okay.
You are here with Drusa, and you are here with Oren.
Okay.
And do you want to speak to them?
Yes.
And so, yeah, you make a... I'll do a discipline roll for Drusa to hide her intimations. Difficulty one. You got a 15 and an 8 under a 12.
Ellen, are you better or am I better at this? Because one of us could help the other.
I'd be rolling under a 13, and I do have a... focus in understand, which is my physical empathy. I understand people's bodies betray them.
You're rolling 13?
Under 13 and under 6 for crits.
I could probably roll under 16s, but no crits. What would you prefer?
That seems to make more sense for Ellen to do it, doesn't it?
She's got the specialty, which increases those crits.
Let's use the specialty, but you, like, I'm sure Janice can...
I'll roll to help you.
Add a little insight with some finger signs.
Or if I truly fuck this up, you can
any
probably...
Any observation you make, you can very...
probably jump in and help.
Just trying to think. Maybe I could lower the difficulty if I rolled for it. Oh, no, I can set the scene. Oh, great. No, hold on. Here we are. There.
What's the trait?
Well, the trait of the scene originally is briefing.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. No, what her trait is. Passive scrutiny.
Passive scrutiny, yeah.
I'm observing her.
The data flows into the eyeballs, yep.
What is she looking like at the moment? What's her manner? How is she dressed? How is she holding herself?
Well, she's dressed for the desert.
Great, still suit.
As is everyone.
She's got a big Hawaiian shirt on.
That's right.
She has a
big... She's holding a cocktail.
She's got a pina colada.
It says life is a beach.
Yeah.
But it's like life is a desert.
Dune is a ditch.
Arrakis is... I don't know. Anyway.
She has like a particularly laden carry-all bag with her.
Okay.
She presume has a lot of scientific gear, sampling equipment, things to monitor and record. And she looks a little on edge.
Okay.
And I won't say why, she just does. She looks a bit on edge.
All right. If she looks on edge, I will give her the trait nervous.
Nervous, yeah.
Lower the difficulty by one.
Her feelings are on the outside now.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and I'll help. Cool, I helped. So one success.
Difficulty zero, and you've already got one success.
So that's three in total.
So three in total, yep. Between the two of you.
Which I believe is just three.
It is.
Momentum.
Yeah, it's three momentum.
Hooray.
But each one of those is a question about her.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
So you have to actually discreetly use them to get pieces of information from
me. I hate when I roll and then I have to do stuff.
And then you have to do stuff. I really like that trade-off because it means you're like, how much information do I need?
Yeah.
How efficient can I be with my questions so that I can save some of this momentum for later? Yeah.
There's three questions, so happy for the group to jump in.
Yeah.
I guess my first one is, does she seem like she is insecure about the security our house is providing her?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. That's
She's
good.
Looking around a
well,
lot.
It's not good, but you that's know, information to know.
Her nervousness seems to be like a wariness, almost a paranoia.
I got another question. In her looking around constantly, nervousness, anxiousness, a kind of paranoia, like you describe. When people are like that, if they have someone that they maybe trust or respect or are deferential to, they'll tend to look to that person, right, as the source of authority and to touch base. Like, if you're in a room with someone and there's only one person in that room you trust and there's a bunch of stuff that's going over your head or you're not quite sure or you feel is aimed towards you, you'll touch base with the person you trust. You'll give them eye contact. Is that going to our lady? Does she still seem loyal to our lady?
Loyal is too strong.
Sorry, deferential. The hierarchy of power is going to our lady.
Yes.
Great.
That is correct. That is a fair assessment.
Very good question.
Yeah. So if push comes to shove, her immediate loyalties, quote unquote loyalties, or like deference or like fear or however we want to articulate
it. I mean, the person who planted the seed that she was in personal danger was Lady Deesha.
That's right. That's right.
That's what she's her touchstone here.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Touchstone is a good phrase.
She doesn't really know either of the other player characters either.
No, of course. No, I just wanted to make sure that was
It's
not a wariness. It hasn't twisted into a wariness of
you.
Any of her, specifically Lady. Right, because that... The worm could have turned.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
There's a lot going on with her. She's
nervous.
Yeah,
I mean, you barely
interacted
with her as well. Yeah. Like, this is the first time she's come back since the opening.
And it's been weeks. It's been a week and a bit. She could have shook the suggestion and actually started fearing you as a threat now.
Yes, exactly.
But that seems okay.
Looking for ways to undermine the house.
That's right.
That's threatened her.
Do you speak to her?
We've got one more question.
I don't have
a question. Yeah, you can keep it for momentum. Yeah.
Let's keep it for momentum.
At the end of the scene, but you're also...
Might continue.
The scene ends when you're done talking to the NPCs here, right?
Yeah. Look, I don't have any more info that I'd like, but I also don't see... that I'm going to talk to anyone else, really. I mean, Oren, maybe. But again, I don't see the need to jimmy him up. We've revenged him.
We might need to get him in line.
I mean, at the moment, he's
a powerful emotion.
Pretty just stoic, right?
Yeah.
He's pretty unreadable.
I guess the only other question I would ask is, does that seem like it's going to impair her work? She's got her big bag.
Good question.
Is she still going to be good at her job here? She's still
get it together?
Focused on the work ahead.
She's not so frantic that she's like beside herself or anything. She's just got the air of someone who's looking over their shoulder. It could become deleterious to her work, but not in her current state.
Good word.
It's the sort of thing where if things go wrong for her, it will get...
Maybe. It could go worse. Get worse.
It'll get worse faster.
Yes, like, absolutely.
Disproportionate to how she normally would be under pressure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right now, she's not like having a total freak out or anything. She's just like checking and rechecking and rechecking and rechecking in a way that's like obviously a bit much.
Yeah. Great questions, everyone.
Yes, those are the questions. I think it would behoove us to check in with her. After, I imagine, like, the way that her nervousness was communicated through Janice observing, then kind of feeding that to Disha through some sort of eye contact.
I think it's literally just he flicks eyes to her after looking at you. It's just like a, hey,
have you observed this?
You seen this?
And
you just see a woman looking around the room.
Well, as well, because we've kind of set the scene for like while we're briefing, we're all
looking,
you know, well, like we talk about the stillness of House Ikshana a lot, but we have Janice, Saba, and Lady Disha still calm, in control, so that any movement sticks out to us.
Oh, yeah.
So Saba looks at something, Janice flicks his eyes to Lady Disha. That's all it takes to communicate, like, you know, this kind of subtle body language. But
it's all in the eyes with House Ishan.
The eye is always watching.
Always watching. I might stand to my feet, make eyes at Saba, kind of signaling him to follow me over to Drusa.
My lady.
Drusa.
Thank you for this opportunity. It's so rare that I get to go onto the sands and so deep into the emptiness as well. It's very rare, in fact. A fascinating opportunity. I've rechecked my gear a dozen times. I don't want to miss any readings at all, in fact. And the workers at the way station, they spend months out in the desert or the edge of the desert ingesting spice. It's a fantastic opportunity to have some readings, to make some notes on the effects of the spice over a long passive period on them. It's
going
to be very interesting to me.
She will keep talking until you say something to her.
No, truly. It's a strong move, but I'm going to place my hand on her arm in a reassuring way. Is there anything you have not been supplied or that you are lacking?
No, I've brought everything I need, sourced from my house. Labs. And I had to check it. I checked it. I double checked it. I'm
The burden does not fall entirely on your shoulders, Drusa. You are here under the protection of our house, and any of our resources will be made readily available to you.
Good. Great. I'm glad. I'm thankful. I'm thankful.
As are we for your services.
Well, honestly, it's good to get away. It's good to get away from the house. I don't know why I didn't see it before. Probably too invested in my work, too eyes down. Of course I missed. Obviously, there are those who are jealous or fearful of the work that I'm doing. Of course there are. I think I've always known. I've always known. Just too wrapped up to see.
Well, seeing is our department.
Yes. The eye of House Ikshana. Yes, I'm very, very aware. Yes, my eye is always on a microscope. Well, yours is observing everything. And
well, from what I have observed from watching the spotters under our employ, is that we need people who are incredibly focused, looking at the one thing, and the rest need to make sure that person is looked after. We have one eye focusing, zooming in, and the rest to observe all around that person. That is what we are offering you, Drusa. Is it doctor? Physician? How best to address you?
Oh, Drusa is okay. If you wish a formal title, doctor is the honorific that I would choose. But, I try not to parade around too much. Harkonnens can be my patrons, can be my generous, kind patrons can be... Rather harsh to those who step above their station, let's say.
We are about to head into the desert, Drusa. There is no need to waste precious water on words.
No, of course not. And I should check everything again, actually. I will. I will check everything.
Do
one
you
more
know
time.
my personal guard, Saba?
Oh, hello. Hi.
Look up.
He is most exceptional at his job and has time and time again protected me from any harm. If it is agreeable to all of us, Saba, might you keep an eye on Drusa? She has so many things that she needs to keep on top of and check, and her work is most important to us. And I would see her safely return from this trip and hopefully many, many others.
You can ride in my copter. You shall be safe. Count on it.
Thopter.
Yeah, the shortening is Thopter, not Copter.
What did Saba say? Copter.
Copter.
The helicopter, Orny Thopter.
That's what I call it.
Chris also did it a while back.
Yeah.
So
try to keep the terminology straight.
Apologies.
It's okay. You will be punished with threat.
That's really nice.
That would be fun.
Why do I keep laughing today? That's not like that.
Maybe you're having fun.
No more laughing.
You may ride in my Thopter. You will be safe. Count on it.
God, yes, dare say I'll be safer with this.
Yes.
Strapping man, then I might be at home.
Can I? I think during this conversation, the one thing that Sabra's trained to latch onto is I would like to do a constantly watching role to look for detecting danger or hidden enemies. And what he's looking for is she seems to be taking great pains to not say anything bad about the Harkonnens even here.
Yes.
So his concern is if there's any sort of listening apparatus or something that is on her person or something that is to that effect that she has brought.
Yeah, make a understand roll at difficulty 2. And I believe you're constantly watching gives you a free bonus d20, right?
Yes.
Great. So you're going off understand beauty, understand truth?
Truth.
Understand truth. You have a truth statement?
I do not.
Go for it.
I mean, it looks like you're set, but would you like any help?
Yeah, please do. I feel like maybe you're, even if it's just you having a conversation with her, is almost distracting her or getting an insight into her.
You probably have an established routine for reading people.
That's right.
Where Saba is there, but not a silent watcher. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Lady Disha brings things to the surface that you can then glean.
Yeah. Oh, I'm the cat bringing you the twitching bird.
Yes.
Deuce.
I've batted around a bit. Cool. All right. Well, does my physical empathy count here?
Yeah, you can use that. You can use that. So.
No, sorry.
No added
success. That's right.
No,
but not a complication.
Well, that's good.
She's all over the place. It's quite hard to... Like, I already know that she's nervous.
I'm glad you didn't roll complication because before we start out, that would be...
Yeah.
Like, it's dangerous for us to be rolling.
No, it is subtle step that gives me the extra d20.
Oh, you're right.
Constantly watching reduces the difficulty by 2.
Okay, so it's a difficulty 0. Okay, go for it. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, that is very powerful.
Yes.
That's like almost four momentum's worth almost. Yeah. It's like 2 traits. It's like 4 momentum worth almost. Yeah. Very powerful talent.
Not a gimme because I need to get under 9.
Oh, because you're using truth.
Yeah. Truth and understand. So,
not your strongest points. Yeah. You do better understanding people when you fight them.
Fighter.
That was a cocktail. 1 success.
Hooray!
What's the question?
If it appears as though there's any sort of listening apparatus or something, because she seems to be taking great pains to not say anything negative about Harkonnen.
Your read on it is that it's good old-fashioned paranoia.
That's what I thought. Cool. Awesome. Yeah,
she's not like...
habit.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's deeply ingrained.
Cool.
That you check your language if you're patroned under House Harkonnen.
Yeah.
You say something that could be interpreted poorly, someone will run off and tell someone about it.
It'll get back to them.
Yeah. They'll be like, they said they don't like the color of the flask you gave them. And you're like, you get punished, right?
And the way they get described to you, Disha, is nothing at all. There is no signal or anything. So there's nothing to report to you. So there's nothing negative to say. It's just he says that you can ride in my Thopter. You'll be safe. And that's him going, I don't want to, but sure.
She's all, yeah, cool. Is there any way to get her to like calm down? Like through me giving her any reassurances and the use of my own bodyguard, has that calmed her at all?
So it's a difficulty 3 communicate.
Mm.
Her paranoia is pretty deeply ingrained by who she works for.
Difficulty 3, you say?
Difficulty 3 communicate test,
I feel like we can use that. My presence is what is helping. If I can help this role.
That would be great.
You can help.
I just feel like perhaps we need something a bit stronger to cut through her nerves. And I haven't used the voice yet.
Yeah, you can use the voice on her, yeah.
Yeah. Also, maybe we don't need to address her paranoia. And we can just let her be...
Use it?
Let her be paranoid. Yeah.
If we change it, then... Your goal was to make her paranoid at the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah, you destabilized her, right?
I don't want her to be so...
You
want
to be a liability.
Liability.
That she fucks up her job.
I think if that comes to the case, the voice allows you to repair that if she is paranoid.
Mm.
Right? If she starts freaking out and stops doing her job, then you just use the voice to be like, calm down, do your job.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that will work. It'll override her current emotional state. Mm. So rather than prepping her, Let it
People
ride.
People know they've had the voice used on them as well, right?
That's true.
If it's used past a certain point.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so you can subtly
You can
influence
use it subtly.
Okay.
I think past one like success, you can essentially buy an auto success by spending a point of threat for the voice. Anything past one and it's very, very obvious.
Yeah, very obvious.
And then it's also like, I used a voice on you. You were freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the moment, she's not like freaking out. She's just,
but
she's
she was naturally paranoid.
She's just nervous and paranoid.
It's a combination of paranoia from working under the Harkonnens for decades.
Yes.
And being a bit batty already.
And being in trouble.
And, and also being kind of out on a limb as well.
Yeah.
She's at your
pleasure.
At your pleasure here. Yeah. She doesn't have any allies here.
Yeah.
She kind of thinks that you're looking out for her because you gave her like
the heads up.
Oh, someone's hunting you. Which she was like, of course they are. Yes, I'm very important.
and so we're giving her the opportunity to go out and experiment.
Yes. And she's it's a mixture of excitement, paranoia. It's like a whole, she's a whole blend of things, which is what I was trying to convey with my role.
She's
play.
A nervous Nelly.
Yeah.
She's anxious. She's nervous. Yeah. She's excited. She's scared.
No, you definitely, definitely convey that.
And anything you do with the voice right now to be like, calm down. She'd be like, okay. By the time you get to the desert, she'll be freaking out again. Like, it's not a permanent fix.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's true.
Or a worm will rock up and she'd be like, oh. And then she has a heart attack and dies.
Yeah.
I think we're done with that scene. We got really no one else to talk to. You guys don't want to talk
to
Oren? We
could talk to Oren.
Do you, either of you want to?
No.
I'm happy not to.
I'm good.
I'm not particularly interested in why he wants to murder a bunch of his own people. I kind of figured that out.
It's something to observe the closer he gets to his goal, if you know what I mean.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no point talking about it now.
Saba already said what he needed to say to him, which is don't get caught again. We got you out of that scrape. Now do your fucking job.
Yeah, he's our retainer.
Don't show me your knife.
He needs to fucking do it and do his work. Yeah. If he steps out of line again, he'll
Don't make me have to kill you.
Yeah, basically.
Don't be a liability.
We're evil.
Yes.
Pragmatic. Yeah. And a little bit evil.
It's straight up evil, Ellen.
We torture the guy.
You have been listening to Shifting Sands, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Dune, Adventures in the Imperium, is an officially sublicensed property from Gale Force 9, a Battlefront Group company. All rights reserved.
That's a horror.
That's a smoke alarm. It's fine.
Yeah. Should we pause?
Give it a sec.
I mean, is the house on fire?
No, it just needs to be looked at.
It's very...
batteries off.
While it's off and distracting. Are you sure it's not? It's a discipline. Right? That's good to know about sex. I thought it was move. Or communicate, but
that's
but
the sex
not,
part.
But this is not sex.
This is conception.
This is conception.
This is business.
You're right.
We were assuming she's good at the sex.
Yeah.
Ellen, do you want to roll for that very quickly?
Nah, I'm good. I can tell you right now.
Sure, the house is not fine.
No, it's good. One sec.
Be pretty funny if it was.
There we go. Roll away.
Right, this day's going great so far.
It is.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.